Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Haukamalam and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/CJSFradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. So welcome to Slumber Party. We're so excited to be here and so excited that you're listening in. Today, we don't have kind of a solid topic, but we are going to be...
We have a lot of different topics, actually.
Yeah, posing a bunch of different kind of philosophical topics, but we'll get to that a bit later on. But yeah, we're just going to start off with some music to begin with. So the first one you'll be hearing is...
Astral 2000 by Virginie B, and this is a song that Connor, the music director, recommended to me, so it's pretty good. I like it. I hope you do as well.
in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're tuning into Slumber Party. My name is DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco.
And the song that you heard right before that PSA was Mundo Oscuro by Desperta, and that song does sound a lot better on Spotify, just gonna give you guys that. But interestingly enough, they're from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, and when I first initially heard the song, I definitely thought it was some like Mexican riot girl punk, but they're actually, yeah, they're from Canada, so yeah. that was cool.
And the least punk-like province too. I would never have thought it would be from Newfoundland.
Maybe not though. I guess, but we never know.
Things surprise you. So,
mm-hmm. And then I already said this, but if you weren't tuning in, the song before that was Astral 2000 by Virginie B.
That one was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. Awesome. I really like all the different switch-ups in it. It definitely keeps you on your toes interested. So, we are gonna start our range of topics today. We have never done something like this. It was a little impromptu decision making.
Someone
here
didn't like my topic for this week, so here we go.
So now we're just gonna be asking each other some questions and asking you questions as well, so you can think about how you view them. But starting right off the bat, I'll start off with one of mine. Why is it acceptable to kill insects?
I honestly haven't even thought about this too much, but let's see. Why is it acceptable to kill insects? Well, right off the bat, I feel like it's kind of not very empathetic to say it, but they're small little creatures that don't really bring significance to our lives.
But they bring significance to our ecosystems. Like, we need them to provide a balance.
Is it like accidentally killing? Because if I accidentally step on an ant, I don't really mean to kill it, but
mm-hmm. I think it's more, is it like, why is it acceptable just to kill an insect or a fly or like a mosquito or something that's bothering you or that's in your space?
Yeah, I guess it's just the idea of a problem that's not related to you. And it kind of can, I feel like the concept can kind of relate to people just not caring about things that are outside their circle. Like, mm-hmm. This is a far stretch, but for the Palestine issues, like, I feel like most of us and the majority of society, like in North America, doesn't really care as much because it's such a far away problem or such a problem that's so far away from our normal living. And so this, I feel like this can kind of be similar to an insect.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like, there is a certain kind of apathy for those situations.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously with Palestine as well, there shouldn't be. And for insects.
Oh, yeah, and
if we're doing,
acceptable.
If we're drawing this this parallel, like, why have you killed an insect on purpose? Have you murdered an insect?
I have murdered. But mm-hmm. If I can, I usually try to move the insect outside the house. But
yeah.
When it's inside your house, like in the bathroom, I can't easily remove it and move it all the way to outside, I would just smack it with a book. So
yeah, that would I'm guilty of that as well. I've killed cockroaches in cold blood and everything, but it is interesting just to think about like where humans kind of draw the line of what matters as a life or not. And
right.
Ultimately we seem to draw the line pretty close to ourselves and as well as like our pets or whatever. But
oh, yeah. And with religion as well, like bringing back to the example from India where they find cows sacred. But then mm-hmm. Here we eat hamburgers all the time. So
yeah.
In North America.
It is just like why do we think we have the ability to, like, this is, yeah, this is definitely stretching the question, but, like, why do we think we have the ability to decide what, like, when a life is important or not, or valuable, like, because where does killing insects, and I think a lot, like, every single person, I'm almost positive, has killed an insect before, be it, like, a mosquito that's biting you, or mm-hmm. just a buzzing little fly that's also bothering you.
Yeah.
But then it's just so flippantly done, like, just so casual, like, oh, like, that's annoying, done. But we don't actually think that we took away, like, another living thing's life. Like, we just ended it. And, yeah, okay, people are going to say it's not that deep, whatever, but I think it is something we should think about a little bit more before doing that. I know there's stuff, like, on trails, for example, like, if you're hiking, they're like, oh, don't go off trail because you're going to damage the plants, even, like, just by stepping on them, and, like, the things that are living with us, like, we don't want to damage them.
But I think also the fact that there are no consequences to killing these mm-hmm. insects as well, like, sure, we could not kill these insects, but what would that do in the long term for, I don't know, for our soul? Or
it's not about consequence necessarily, because it's just about the morality of it. Like, why can we just treat some living thing like it's nothing? And that because it's annoying, or because it's in our house, even though we have these houses built in their environment,
yeah,
is, like, you know, it's kind of counterintuitive to think.
Ooh, I don't have enough. I don't have enough sleep for this conversation.
Yeah, this
I'm
is
trying
just
my best right now, but that is.
It's hard. Like, I don't expect you to counter it or anything necessarily, but it's just, I don't know. I still do. Maybe I'll flick an ant off of my blanket or something while I'm having a picnic, and I don't think a second thought about it. But it is,
that is,
it is violent, you know. Like,
it is a little violent
towards the insect. It is. So this is just a very
yeah. What are the ant's little thoughts? And he has a little family, and
yeah,
he has his little ant children, but we just easily kill it.
Anyways, yeah, that's one of my questions. Like, why is it acceptable? And I think it's just because we value our own, like, comfortability over kind of consideration of another's life or experiences, like, very self-centered. Or maybe we just don't think about it. It is accepted, so we just do it. Follow the social norms of killing insects. And I'm definitely not saying, like, nobody should ever kill an insect. It's just, like,
should it be killed?
Should we, though?
If there's an actual gain to be had, then, like, do you think that we should kind of move this on to killing animals and killing insects to eat? Should that happen then?
Like, okay.
Some people eat insects too, and what mm-hmm. if they're, maybe is that more acceptable to eat it, to actually use it for a purpose?
I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just a meaningless death.
But what is a meaningless death versus a meaningful death?
Yeah, because a meaningful death is just still ultimately serving us. And same with killing an insect.
We're going around the loop.
Anyways, so this is just, that was my question. It's okay. We can wrap that one up.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
Let's hear one of yours, DJ Coco.
Okay. This one, we've been kind of debating in the station a little bit about this beforehand. And quite an interesting one. I've been kind of grappling with this as well, but the question is, do we think our lives are predestined, or do we have free will? So this is a very popular question, but I think I have a more controversial take mm-hmm. on it. But what are your thoughts initially?
Like, my kind of knee-jerk reaction, I would say, is that people who believe that we have destiny or some sort of life path, there is a certain amount of hindsight bias involved in which, oh, like, I've all of these events did a domino effect that led up to this event happening in my life, and they use that as kind of like reasoning for why we have free will. But it's almost like in any other like circumstance where our lives would deviate in like a decision, or like we chose a different path, they would also probably be like, oh, yeah, like, but this, this, and this led to this, You know what I'm saying? Like,
but it could have not been related, is what you're saying?
Yeah, like they're just choosing to see things that turned out to be destiny. Where in any other situation, they would also be like, oh, that was destiny as well. You know what I'm...
Okay, yeah, because I'm on the other side a little bit. Because I do believe we do have some free will. But and also, I'm not religious in any sense. But I think our lives are a little predestined. I don't think it's more of a domino effect, but more the fact that destiny has a cap for that limits our abilities. Like, I mean, just the way that we've brought up with our genetics. We only have a certain, like, certain amount of intelligence and strength and motivation. Like, of course, you can always work on your intelligence by studying more. And that's the free will part, is what I believe. Like, you can be disciplined to study more. But I feel like with the skill sets that you've already been given, that can only lead you to certain number of paths in the world, which I feel like kind of correlates with some sort of destiny, because you can't really break free from maybe maybe you, like, you have some choice that you can go to, but you can't do everything. So
I
feel like free will would be anything.
I see what you're saying, because you can also apply, like, okay, yeah, we're biologically predisposed to do this certain thing. You can also apply that to, like, pretty much every social situation you've ever been in as well. Like, okay, I've been predisposed to this family, like, this financial situation, this gender, like, all of that. And then from the moment that you're born, you were like, you can't really control exactly, like, what experiences you're going to have for a while. And then they just kind of feed into each other as this, like, everything's connected, right?
Slightly, yeah.
But it is easy it is easy to see that, like, to make these connections. You can make connections in pretty much anything as well at the same time. But I'm definitely not one side or the other on this.
Oh, yeah.
It is something that I think about, and it does not have a fully concrete answer. But yeah, like, some things just seem meant to be, and it sounds stupid to say, but like, a certain person comes in your life, like, a certain amount of times, and, like, and it's, oh, is it a coincidence, or is it something deeper than a coincidence? Like, that's where I get a little tripped up on, like, destiny or things like that. Like,
yeah, that leads into my other part, which is, do you personally believe in destiny? Do you think there are events like this that are more than coincidences?
Like, do I believe in destiny as an overarching factor that is, like, running our whole lives, or just, like, there are certain things in our lives that seem like destiny?
I mean you could take it either way, but I think the more the smaller events in life that not maybe your entire entire life is predestined, but the fact that there could be events of destiny.
I'm just a little confused even what destiny means. Like, is it just,
I think that,
like, even if something is destiny, like, what's the point? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, the destiny, the definition is that events will necessarily happen to a particular person or thing in the future. So, yeah, also a type of fate. And it can apply to a lot of other things. I think most people think of it as romantic destiny, but I think that it can be extrapolated to other aspects of life. Like, I don't know, maybe a type of job. You get in the fact that I think it's smaller things, like, maybe not the particularly the field that you go into, but the fact that maybe you were late for a job interview, coincidentally, and you didn't get that job, but you would have got the other job that came right after. I feel like that's got to be something.
Like, one door closes, another better door that's meant more for you opens.
Yeah.
Like, that just happens. That it just happens, but I feel like the reverse also might happen, where you're, like, denied a really great job that could have been perfect for you, and then you get another job and you're like, oh, this is also really good, maybe this was meant to be, even though, like, that other job could have been meant to be as well if you're, like, put into that situation.
Right. But we'll never know, though.
Yeah, that's, like, the whole debate is, like, we're never gonna know.
We can never
know. And if we do believe in destiny, it's like, then can we even credit anyone for where they get in life, or, like,
is it genetics?
What they achieve, or who they are? Even, like, can we say, like, a certain person is, like, a good person because of all these things that they did, or it's just like, oh, well, if I was born in their shoes, like, I would be a good person too. Or if I was born in their shoes, like, I'd be a bad person kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I think that's the branch of free will.
Yeah, that is more free will. But those two things are kind of intertwined, like, between.
I think discipline is something that I think is free will.
Because, discipline.
Yeah, but motivation, I think, is predestined.
How do you differentiate, though? Like, how can you draw that line?
Because motivation, I think it's more of an internal, like, everyone is born with different levels of motivation. We're not all born with the same level of passion to do something or drive to do something. Mm. I think we all have different levels, but I believe that anyone can be disciplined enough and be able to discipline themselves to maybe study this X amount of hours or this that doesn't depend on your previous
I think it does, though. I think a lot of characteristics that we have, this is another full debate, but like, oh, are our personality traits like intrinsic? Do they come from childhood and continue on along with us through adulthood? But for something like discipline, I think it is easier for some people than others to be more disciplined depending on what kind of context they were like exposed to at a younger age and like what kind of values they were taught. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do see what you're saying. I feel like that's because I kind of differentiate more motivation, not as a biological mean, but
it is intrinsic, though. Like, you can't force yourself to be, I don't think you can force yourself to be motivated by something. Like, you need to have passion or some sort of like reason to be doing it
for motivation
that comes from within. Unless, I don't know, do you think you can be just like solely motivated financially and you're just like passionate about making money?
Yeah, it would definitely have to come from I feel like some sort of childhood motivation, but every situation is different. So
basically our answers are just it depends.
We didn't go anywhere with this, but
well, I mean, most philosophical questions, we're not going to get anywhere, and I've learned that from for everyone out there listening, I'm trying to do a minor in philosophy, and we are just reading text upon articles of debates over the smallest little question. And it's just circular. Like, there's never an answer, but it is something that is, you know, it's interesting to consider all the different perspectives and which one you agree with more. So maybe there's not necessarily a point to it all, but
that's kind of unsatisfying.
It is a bit unsatisfying that there's no answer, but
that is
you can find your own answer, your own belief in whatever there is.
Yeah, because all my classes are the exact opposite. They are all yes, no, you are right, you are wrong. There's no in between.
Yeah, so quantitative and empirical.
Yeah, I feel like my answers are kind of influenced by my major and what I'm studying. Mm-hmm. The fact that I feel like I think that they're yes or no answers. When I know deep inside that nothing is right or wrong. Like, why are we even on Earth? Mm-hmm. We don't know. There's no right or there's no yes or no.
Yeah,
answer.
We're just here doing our little radio show. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Just a little radio on this big Earth. But it's quite interesting. And also the fact that how our backgrounds influence our answers for these questions. Because I'm trying my best.
Like, how heavy do our backgrounds influence our answers? Like, is that free will that we're just talking like this? Or is it, like, we were always going to have this opinion because of every life experience we've had? You know, just bringing it back to the initial question.
Oh, geez.
But, yeah, we can move on if you want.
Yeah, I think I need a break.
Let's go to the music.
Let's go
for
to the
a
music.
Bit, maybe.
But yeah, we'll come back in a bit. We'll pose maybe a couple extra questions or not. We'll see. We'll see how we feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to play some extra music for you. So this is picked out by yours truly, DJ Star.
Yours truly. You mean. Yours truly, DJ Star.
Yours truly?
No. Actually, I don't know.
Okay, let's go to the music.
It's me, yeah. Anyways, this is Moonshot by Buffy St. Marie.
Off into outer space you go, my friends. We wish you bon voyage. And when you get there, we will welcome you. And still you wonder at it all. without no telephone. See all the wonders that you leave behind, enshrined in some great hourglass. The noble tongues, the noble languages, entombed in some great English class. Off into outer space you go. Joe.